Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When Paul wrote his classic letter to the Romans, he spoke of sacrifices, something that both Jews and Gentiles clearly understood. Whenever anthropologists have unearthed the remains of temples, they have found sacrifices of one kind or another. Temples and sacrifices went together as part and parcel of the same experience. This God, no matter how the deity was defined, had to be worshipped. Because of our shortcomings of necessity, sacrifices should be offered as an acknowledgement of human frailty. I will never forget visiting the ruins of ancient Tyre and Sidon, seeing the remains of literally hundreds of infants who, at one time, were offered as a sacrifice, a sober reminder that even humans were sacrificed to these pagan deities. Most of the time, however, a sacrifice represents something that was part of everyday life. Grain, pieces of meat, an offering of flowers, sometimes even fruit or produce. Thus, when Paul spoke of sacrifices, he was addressing an issue they fully understood. But Paul approached it in a novel way. He said our response to God's mercy is to present our bodies as living sacrifices. For a moment, think of the uniqueness of your body. You, friend, are not a blob of protoplasm. You're a living organism of some 50 trillion cells. Your brain weighs about a kilo, roughly 2.5 to 3 pounds. It consists of two hemispheres of gray matter connected by an interface known as a corpus callosum. Daily, 10,000 thoughts flit in and out of your brain. 100 billion neurons in your brain process information. The brain's complexity is something we are just beginning to understand. Your heart pumps 1,000 gallons of blood daily through 75,000 miles of vessels and arteries. Try building something like that. Then there's the iris of your eye that automatically opens and closes depending on the intensity of light, and it's lubricated with fluid called tears. Your hand, though, is perhaps the most amazing part of your body. Dr. Paul Brand, the great hand surgeon of the past century, believed your hand proved your uniqueness as a human being, as does nothing else. Your body, friend, is what Paul says you should present as a living sacrifice. Surprisingly, the Bible says a lot about your body, more than I can begin to tell you in 4 minutes. So, what does it mean to present our bodies as living sacrifices? The problem with living sacrifices is, simply put, they keep crawling off the altar. So whatever you do has to be done every day. It means that daily you yield control to Him who has redeemed you. What your eyes behold, what you think about, what your hands touch, where your feet take you, everything from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Now don't forget that God made all parts of your human body and He pronounced it good. What Paul says is our reasonable response to what God has done is an act of the will. Your body is God's gift to you, and your giving it back to Him is the highest form of worship and the greatest possible sacrifice. Why is this so difficult? Sacrifices placed on altars were consumed by fire. Living sacrifices, though, sometimes feel the consuming fire purifying us, making us into His image, and we prefer to pull back into our caves of darkness and lust. Does God ask too much, or is it that we simply give too little? It is because of His mercy, Paul says, we are to do this.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.